This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. As yes, I see a lot of people having conversations on YouTube and Twitch back and forth. Shout out to Sean and Tiff and everybody. Happy birthday. Oh, shout out to you, Lauren Mack. Appreciate that. Happy birthday. Appreciate it. Rob, everybody, I see the good conversations going on, though, about the Rockets and if they should stay together. Tiff said they got to keep them together. One playoff run. No, no, about that.
I don't think it's possible. That's the thing. I mean, I just don't. If you could just add a player, that'd be cool. But I don't know that it's possible.
No, not add the type of player that they're going to need. Like,
yeah. I mean,
I don't know about that. All right, Clint. I know your thoughts here when we shift over to the Texans about one of their top players. Yeah. And the importance of Nico Collins. We've talked about Nico Collins. Hell, most of the time in the way we've talked about Nico Collins this year going into the season is that the help that he may need. The help that he may need from other receivers so he is just not, you know, just double-teamed every single week. But you think there's even something bigger of importance with him other than just getting help?
Well, no, I just think last week in the conversations about the receivers that we drafted and the guys that we've signed and just a lot of the receiver conversations, and we've always mentioned, and everybody I think has always mentioned, you know, Nico, just there's a period in every season where it seems like he goes out for a few games. And when you said it, I don't remember what day it was last week, but I was like, boy, I mean, just it was a light bulb moment for me of like, man, if you think about where this offense is right now, they're in a very vulnerable spot relative to Nico Collins. Like something that they're not probably haven't experienced before, right? If you look at it in 2023, we had no idea who Nico Collins was. He emerged, and so at that point going into the season, sure, that's when D'Amico Ryans told you and I, like, oh, no, I ain't got no problem. I ain't got no worries about no receivers. I'm good. I ain't got no worries about no receivers. Well, it turned out to be all right because him and Tank Dell both ended up having some pretty good years. But going into it, you really didn't know what to expect. Nobody knew what to expect. CJ was a rookie, D'Amico's first year, right? So 2023 is a wash. And then when you look at 2024, after Nico had emerged in the offseason, part of the win now moves is signing Diggs. And up, yeah. Re-upping Schultz, who at that point in time was I think the vibe was a little bit more positive around Schultz.
Knowing Tank was coming back.
And you go, okay, going into that year, look, Nico, we expect big things from him. He's definitely our one, which he proved and he earned. But if he goes down, you got Diggs, you got Dale, you got Schultz, you got Joe Mixon, you got a second year of CJ who navigated some injuries in his rookie year pretty well. But now you look at it in 2025. How comfortable are you guys with what we're looking at around Nico Collins? And again, we're talking about the vulnerability of the team, the vulnerability of this offense as it pertains to Nico Collins. The only knock anybody can have on him right now is that every year he spent some time on the injured list with some level of injury, yep. Right? Which I look, I'm not holding it against him. I think it's just part of football. It's a long season. It happens. But how vulnerable is this offense with Nico Collins injured, you look up, who do you have? It's Christian Kirk. It's a bunch of rookies. It's Dalton Schultz, who can't pass protect. That version, not the $12 million re-up version, the version that everybody's disappointed in. Like, just the thought of when you said that.
Better, you do feel better with Higgins and
– Well, yeah.
They're rookies. But you at least do feel better that the turn is not just immediately to Xavier Hutchinson and John.
Well, Hicks. You feel better about the wide receiver room after the draft, absolutely. But I'm just saying, like, again, this is not a team that's trying to dig themselves out of dysfunction and you hope Diggs and Nico emerge, which they did. This is not a team that made a bunch of win-now moves on the offensive side of the football and added a true blue number one wide receiver and re-upped a tight end to $12 million per. Like, you know, that's not what we're looking at right now. Right now, you have Nico Collins, yes. You also have Super Bowl expectations. You also have, we got to go compete with Baltimore and Buffalo and Kansas City in the playoffs, these AFC teams in the playoffs, all the guys that are ahead of us. We got to go compete with those guys. And if Nico Collins isn't available, how do you feel? That's the overall question is, how do you feel about going into the season? If Nico Collins is injured at all in the game, you've got to rely heavily on Christian Kirk and a bunch of rookies.
And that's a scary thought. CJ being able to work it together. I think that's probably one of the reasons that they went and got so aggressive at the receiver position, right? Because it's not just if he does get injured, or really Christian Kirk either. Both of those guys have both had injury concerns. And theoretically, if you look at it, those two guys they drafted from Iowa State can both slide into those spots if something were to happen. They both fit the profile to play Noel, to play the slot type of receiver to fill in for Christian Kirk if something were to happen there. And then, obviously, Higgins, his comparison, his comp was Nico Collins in the NFL. So they've actually filled those spots. Yeah. But it does feel a little bit more of a concern because, one, you know it's realistic. He's missed 18 ball games, right? Like, in his 4 years, he's missed 18 games. So it's not just like
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
This may happen. It happens. Christian Kirk has missed multiple games a year the last couple of years. The hope is that they aren't healthy, but I do think that's why, Clint, they attacked the draft the way they did, because they got guys. Because if you remember, it's not just Nico. They've actually been fortunate that Nico has been able to pull himself together by the time he arrives to the playoffs. Well, they haven't had issues. Oh, hell, look at this guy.
We got Queso. You went Queso too? Boy,
That's what you got.
My man, listen.
Where'd you get it from?
My man listens. That's Lorenzo's LTFO.
Oh, hell yeah. There we go. LTFO.
LTFO, LTFO Cantina right
look
there. Look at
right
Red.
There.
Wait, Red.
Look at Red.
Red just got you guys some.
We were making.
Look at Red.
We'll get to it later.
You just got some LTFO.
We'll worry about the.
Hell yeah.
Come on, baby.
Damn, y'all really about to be partying in there.
Hey, that's a gallon, too. Happy birthday.
Ooh. boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Shout it real quick.
Ten in a row? Yeah.
The showman.
Wait on break. Let me get that first birthday drink out.
Hold that break. Let him get a sip real quick.
I'm always good raw dog in the drive.
I'll need that straw right now, baby. Raw dog got El Tiempo margarita right there.
No straw.
It's full cup, baby.
I'm always good raw dog in the drive.
Damn, that's
good. Come on. Happy birthday, baby.
Dog, that's good.
Happy
birthday. He not only did it, but he got you the best margarita in town.
And the queso, too.
Oh, man.
Reg brought chips and
that's
queso, too.
Right there.
Come on, man.
That's
a winner.
That's cool points right there, Reg. You jumped up. Reginald.
Yeah. Hey, you didn't bring you a cup?
Coming up next.
Oh, there it is.
I'm going to continue to drink this margarita, so who knows? Clint's got a cup.
Yeah.
Damn,
Tyler ain't got a cup.
Tyler ain't got a cup. Reggie's got a cup. Tyler can't have a cup.
No, I can't.
This next one's for you. Who knows what this show's going to sound like when we come back, but the Astros, they lost 2 of 3 in Chicago. The hell is going on? And I've never felt more about this rule than I do right now. We'll discuss that coming up next. I'm drunk, I guess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.